This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness, I got a story for the snowflakes. And you know what? I got a story that's not just for snowflakes. It's for the average American conservative. And it is a story of will. It is a story of persistence. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I think I'm a pretty strong-willed individual. I'm going to put it out there. I'm in the top 10%. Okay? Now, there are people that listen, Kevin, you didn't put yourself in the top 2%? No, top 10. Because there are certain things I just don't do. You know, I'm afraid of heights. I mean, I've done things to conquer my fear of heights, but I still have a fear of heights. But I'll do things, but there are certain things I still won't do. There are people I know who will hang with one hand with their fingers gripping on a mountain and look around and smiling and getting selfies and stuff. Not me. There are people that want to train big cats. Not me. I mean, there are just things I won't do. And I don't think of myself as chicken, because anything involving a human being, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, if it's hand-to-hand combat, what? I don't care about that. I don't care if the dude looks like the guy in the Avengers. You know, the mean dude in the Avengers. He could have a neck thicker than his thigh. I don't care. I look at you as, if you're human, I know how to take you down. But I ain't messing with gorillas and chimpanzees and, you know, and stuff like that. No. And heights and you know, crazy conditions? No, sir. That's not me. I'm not cut that way. But I will never run from a human-based fight. You know, I'm just saying that whether you're talking about politics or in the street, I'm there. I'm your Huckleberry. But I see people do things, and I got to tell you, it's impressive. And this story is beyond snowflakes. When there's a kid, he was born. He's not a kid anymore. He's a man, and he speaks on the circuit. And I got to tell you, one of the most inspirational speakers you will ever hear is this kid. He was born where his legs are like barely beyond his thighs. He doesn't really have legs. He's got feet attached to his hip, if you can think of that. And they're different heights, different lengths. I mean, like one's 3 inches and the other's 6 inches or something like that. And he's got arms, but his hands are deformed. There's a thalidomide or something. I forget the thalidomide or something like that. But all these kids, the moms took this particular drug. It's not they took a medication that had this in it, and these kids were all deformed, and then they banned it and said, okay, if you're pregnant, you can't take this because it will affect your kids. So anyway, this guy's one of these guys. And when he comes out to speak to kids, he comes out on his hands, you know, and I'm telling you, everything's deformed, and he's got these things and he literally climbs up onto a table and sits in front of an audience, and he doesn't have to say a word, because you're sitting there and you watch this guy come from behind the curtain, you know, out to the stage, you know, trouncing on his arms and these little feet, and doing these crazy gyrations to get up onto a table, and he's smiling the entire time. He's looking at these kids, and he's smiling. And then he starts to speak, and he talks about how in his world, he's normal. You see him as whatever you see. He doesn't see it. He talks about his friendships, playing sports, all kinds of things. It wasn't about, can I win? It wasn't, well, am I going to be the fastest dude on the track? The answer is no. Am I going to be the best basketball player? The answer was no. But I will participate. I will participate in my life. Nothing is going to stop me. If there's any message that comes from those types of things, what we look at is the senseless, you know, things that can happen to you. Before this kid ever started his life, all inside of his mother's womb, he was already being affected in a way that did not allow him to live life on the terms that you and I live life on. And you know what he did? He said, I don't care. See, we're consumed with our kids and ourselves winning. And what we should be consumed with is playing the game, being in the game. Let me tell you something. If there's anything that leftists don't want kids to know, is that being in the game in America is winning. Because you can determine what you want to be. When this kid was born, I bet you there was all kinds of sympathies. Oh, my God. People going, oh, we're sorry, Jane and Todd. What are you going to do? You know, and the parents were like, what are we going to do? We're going to raise our kid. And what a job they did. This kid, you know, just it's amazing to see. It reminds me, in a strange kind of twisted way, of a joke that I was told as a kid, that these parents give birth to a head. You know, they go, you know, always wanted a baby, go to the doctor, they get pregnant, and the doctor, you know, doing the sonogram, goes, oh, my goodness. And they go, what? And he goes, well, I don't know. So when it's time to birth the baby, all that comes out is a head. And the parents love this child, and they're like, you know, we love him. We're going to treat him like normal. And the head, he's, you know, he's the life of the party. He goes to school. The kids, you know, they love the kid. They play with him, you know, whatever. A little football here and there, kickball. No, I'm kidding. No, they love this kid. And he has an amazing upbringing because his parents said, you know what, we're not going to treat him like a head. We're going to treat him like a human. So kid, you know, goes up. He's you know, primary school, whatever, junior high, goes to high school. Popular kid, gets elected student council, you know, yada, yada, yada. And it's time to graduate. So he No, actually, I take that back. It was his birthday. So they threw a big birthday party for his last year, senior year, and invited a bunch of friends over. And they all, you know, came over and celebrated and what have you. And then when all the people left, the parents said to the head, hey, son, it's time for us to give you your present. He's like, all right, great. So they have the head up on the mantle of the fireplace. And he says, go ahead, open it. And his parents, you know, open his gift. And he says, gee, Mom and Dad, another hat? I know that's terrible, but it's always been one of my favorite jokes. And you know why? Because the head was a normal guy. He never felt bad. Anyway, that wasn't the story that I wanted to tell you guys. I want to talk to you about another story of overcoming. And something that you cannot, I mean, if whatever's happening in your life right now, if this next story that I tell you doesn't get you fired up to see what else is out there for you, I don't know what can. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. It's Kevin Jackson. You're listening to
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What can I say? I love this story. A 69-year-old double amputee climbed Mount Everest. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the KJ Radio Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find us. Hey, for those of you who are wanting to get the show, Kevin, where do we go now for digital? Spreaker.com. Search for the Kevin Jackson Show. Boop, it'll come up. So hopefully you will do that and encourage others to do the same. We had to change everything over and bring it back internally, so we lost all of our Spreaker people, and we lost our iTunes account because you have to have 100 folks on there. And when we moved everything over in the transition, we couldn't bring all of my thousands and thousands of folks. So I've now got to get 100 people on my Spreaker account. So hopefully you guys will go out to Spreaker.com and get signed up. Not signed up with Spreaker, but like my show, and then we can get back onto iTunes. 69-year-old double amputee climbed Mount Everest. So, what's your excuse for not doing something in your life? That's what I was alluding to in the earlier segment, was I was talking about this kid who was born with, you know, deformed limbs. And I'm looking at this guy, 69 years old, Chinese mountaineer, lost both of his feet trying to summit Everest 43 years ago. Ben had his legs amputated due to cancer, and he successfully climbed Mount Everest, get this, not on his first, not on his second, not on his third, not on his fourth, but on his fifth attempt. I mean, this is, you know, the whale. What is it? Ahab, I don't know, Noah and the whale or Job and the whale or whatever. This is a dude who is persistent. This is a guy who says, I'm not going to be defeated. I look, you know, honestly, look at a Trump and ask yourself, you know, how many times this guy wanted to run and finally said, you know what, I'm going to climb Everest. And in 2015, Donald Trump made the determination, I'm going to climb Everest. In 2016, he took the whole crew over to the base camp in Nepal. And next thing you know, boom, he ascended Everest on November the 8th of 2016. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. Chiboyu reached the world's highest peak with a group of 13 others more than a decade, 4 decades after he first tried. The same day, Steve Plain, an Australian, also reached the summit, setting a speed record for climbing the highest mountain on each of the world's 7 continents. Xi, 69, was part of a 20-man Chinese team that tried to scale the peak in 1975. Get this. Get this. 200 meters from the top, climbers were forced to turn back due to high-altitude storms. I want you to consider that. There's a guy, I've heard him give a speech, and he's really good. And he shows he tried 3 times to climb Everest. And the second time, they got a couple hundred yards from the peak, and they had to turn around. And he was describing, you know, can you imagine you have put all the level of preparation you're going to put into a climb like that. You're 200 meters from reaching the top, and you can't do it. And he goes, now think about 200 meters in your world, right? It's nothing. It's like, what? That's from here to the end of the block. And he goes, every step felt like, you know, somebody just beating on your lungs. And for the record, and I remember his account, he says, if I'd gone up there, I wasn't coming down. The base camp's going, look, you must turn around. Because if you go that extra 200 meters, you are going to die. So they turned around. I just can't imagine being that close to a goal and not saying, you know what, screw this. No, y'all ain't turning me around. I mean, everything you did to get to that point. Well, that's what happened. These guys, 200 meters from the top. And here they go on. They say they were descending in difficult conditions when Xi, then 26, gave up his sleeping bag to an ill climber. He discovered the next morning he had frostbite in his feet and they had to both be amputated. Now I want you to understand the mentality of a guy that goes, look, I know I'm suffering, but you're suffering worse. And he gives up, I mean, he loses his feet in order to probably save the life of this person. A guy who obviously loves to climb would like to have his feet. So he gave that up. Speaking from the summit, Xi was quoted by the People's Daily telling a friend he had been preparing for the moment for 43 years. And here's what he said. It has not been easy for me to reach the peak of Mount Everest, which I've dreamed of. No kidding. He used prosthetic limbs to begin climbing small mountains around Beijing and going on long hikes, but learned in 1976 he contracted lymphoma. It would need both legs amputated below the knee. I mean, it's like God going, gee, serious. Come on now. Come on, man. I'm trying to dissuade you. I got a different plan. And G's like, God, no. No. I want to climb Everest. Said by 2014, he was ready to tackle Everest again, but his attempt was done by ice avalanches. Another climb the following year was aborted after the Nepal earthquake. Are you following me here, people? Huh? You listening to Kevin Jackson? Am I preaching? Because I feel like I'm preaching. In 2016, he came within, get this, 100 meters of the peak, but had to turn around due to poor weather. He got twice as close as the time he got to 200 meters, and yet again, he had to turn around. I really feel like I'm preaching right now. There's so much to this story. You think about all, I'm telling you, there's a lot of prep, the oxygen, you know, deprivation and the things you go through. Think about what it takes for you to climb a few stairs and then ask yourself, here's this Chinese dude with no legs trying to climb Mount Everest. And they said his attempt this year was nearly derailed by the Nepal government, which in December, get this, banned double amputees and blind people. Y'all hear me? When you think about what Hillary Clinton and the deep state and all these other people are doing, I want you to remember that double amputees and blind people climb Mount Everest. Anyway, they wanted to ban them as part of raft restrictions. It claimed would make the mountain safer, raft restrictions rather. It says the Nepal Supreme Court said the order was discriminatory and stayed it in March. So a month before his fifth attempt, Xi told Agence France-Presse that climbing Everest was his dream. He says, I have to realize it. He says, it represents a personal challenge, a challenge of fate. And about 7:30 a.m. on Monday, he reached the peak. He won his 40-year-long battle with Mount Everest. Now, how long have we been battling? Metaphorically, we've been battling about the same amount of time as he has. We've been watching a government that's been getting more and more difficult to climb, more and more difficult to deal with. And you know what we are about to do? Come on with me now, all us Chinese double amputees. We are about to climb Mount Everest. You're not going to get to the 200-meter mark. You're not going to get to the 100-meter mark. You are going to get to the top of that peak. You're going to raise the flag of America, and you're going to tell the deep state, you can't defeat me. And it didn't matter how many times we had to do it, we finally did it. I'm telling you, that's what this story reminds me of. It reminds me of the willpower, the will that we possess as Americans, and we're proving it every day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Call what happened in Israel the other day when they moved the embassy, U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, the day of catastrophe. And they orchestrated it in such a way that they wanted it to be worldwide attention on the idea that a bunch of Palestinians were killed trying to storm into Israel. And let me tell you something, Israel don't play, baby. Israel was like, no, we will shoot you. And they did. I talked the other day about the thousands, I think they said 30,000 people on the fence of Gaza, and the Israeli military saying, bring it. We're not playing. And so they want to call it the day of catastrophe, when in fact it's a day of celebration. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. I want to play a clip of what three presidents prior to Donald Trump have said about moving Israel's embassy. And then you'll see what I was talking about earlier when I mentioned that Donald Trump is a doer.
Jerusalem is still the capital of Israel and must remain an undivided city accessible to all.
As soon as I take office, I will begin the process of moving the United States ambassador to the city of Israel as chosen as its capital.
I continue to say that Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel. And I have said that before, and I will say it again.
And Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel, and it must remain undivided.
We will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem.
Therefore, I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement.
Welcome back, everybody. I think that's, there's nothing more, you know, that explains the Donald Trump phenomenon any more than that right there. Three presidents, and by the way, bipartisan, Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama, lip service. Lip service. We're talking about over a span of two decades. Lip service. Did nothing for Israel. And Donald Trump comes along and says, you know what? They've been talking about doing it, and I'm going to do it. So I would love for anybody, because Feinstein disagrees with the move. Chuck Schumer's about it. I talked about it earlier. Chuck Schumer likes it because he's got a big, Jewish contingent that he's got to deal with. But Feinstein, a Jew, doesn't like it. But I wonder what she thought about it when Bill Clinton said it. I wonder what she thought about it when Barack Obama said it. If you were to go back through the things and you were to see what the comments were, you'll find out with the left, it depends on whether somebody's got a D or an R after their name. They don't care whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just, are you a Democrat or Republican when you say it? That's how disingenuous they are. And here's a man who says, we've been talking about this. This is an easy thing to do. Let's do it. He gets it done. And what does the left say? They want to report on all the deaths, the destruction. Why? Because you think Israel said, you know what, let's have a day where we move our embassy and we go out and shoot Palestinians. Who started it? You know the answer. The day of catastrophe. It was a day of celebration. And nothing is going to mar what people think about this day. This is a day where Israel found out it had a real partner in America. And the world found out about it. And that's why I told people, I said, Israel, in sensing who Donald Trump was, said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to bomb Iran and Syria. And they destroyed Iran's capabilities in Syria. And they will continue to do so. Israel is the country that gets us more information on what the Iranians are doing than anybody else. They are God's chosen people. You can talk about all you want. Look, I love America. I think God has a special place in his heart for America as a country. He's making sure that we remain the beacon. But as far as the chosen people go, undoubtedly, the Jews. Israel is under the protective gauntlet of the Almighty Father. I'm telling you, God is my witness. I believe that because the things that they're able to accomplish for a community their size and being attacked on all fronts, I'm just blown away by what they're able to do. Yeah. So let's talk about Trump. What does he want? He's a doer. Trump hates talkers. He looks at the way this government is run and he says to himself, who? As a taxpaying citizen, why would you vote for them? And when he made the comment to blacks, what do you have to lose? He's saying, these people have delivered nothing for you. They've used you. He says the same thing to women. The feminist movement hasn't delivered anything to you. They're using you. They want Stormy Daniels to represent you. Look, I got no issue with what Stormy Daniels does for a living or what she does with her body. But I do have a problem with Stormy Daniels and this witch hunt that she's on that's mostly for publicity. There are better ways to do this. But you know what? The feminists want her. That is a perfect representation of a feminist. A woman on their side who proudly sleeps with thousands of men and makes a career with her body, but doesn't want to be objectified. You know what I mean? It's a double standard across the board. You can be accomplished and not meet Trump's expectations. Look at a Tillerson, for example. In the business world, Tillerson trumped Trump. Tillerson presided over a much larger organization than Donald Trump, being the CEO of ExxonMobil. But their roles and their styles couldn't be any different. See, Trump invested in his brand. Tillerson merely managed an existing brand. I make this distinction because I want to help you get into Donald Trump's head and understand him better. I talked about it earlier that Trump is about accomplishment. And for the record, it isn't accomplishment for the sake of accomplishment. It's accomplishment because that's what you measure yourself by. And he's not measuring for the record books. I know that sounds weird because everybody tells you he's an egomaniac. And there's got to be a certain amount of ego that goes into your job. But as I tell people all the time, people will make you believe that having an ego is a bad thing. Oh, he's egotistical. Really? And so are you. Here's a little tidbit for everybody listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're all egotistical. You know what that means? It means you're concerned about self. That's ego. Self. You are concerned about self. Now, you can be overly concerned to the point of reckless. You know, where you don't care about anybody else. That's not Donald Trump. In no way, shape, or form. And even many times a person that's just an ordinary person, that where somebody goes, man, that dude is egotistic. It's been said about me. I'm egotistical. I look at these clowns and go, shut up. Egotistical. I care so much about people that I will help practically anybody under any circumstances. That's not egotistical. And there are many people who know me that know that. So if it's all about self, Kevin Jackson could have done a lot better. And it's the same with Trump. Anyway, back to Tillerson. So Trump invested in his brand. Tillerson is investing in a brand that he's been handed, the ExxonMobil brand. Trump was hands-on, and he's hands-on in all areas because it is his brand. Tillerson relied on his management team because it's not his brand. Tillerson relied on the idea that everybody's invested in the brand. It doesn't have my name on it, so I'm going to do the best I can with it, and I'm going to let other people have their business model, their business units. And that's how ExxonMobil runs. But in the end, what Trump understands is the branding of the presidency. And unlike Obama, that branding won't be the empty suit brand, but instead, Trump wants great results. When we think about MAGA, Make America Great Again, it was a slogan, but Trump didn't mean it the way Barack Obama meant change we can believe in. He meant it. He meant we are going to make America great again, whether people like it or not. That's our role. And if it means this chaos that everybody's talking about, the new narrative that Trump creates chaos, so be it. Business is chaotic. That is, if you're challenging yourself.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking of calling this segment the Interesting Factoid Segment. Bum, 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 bum. And the reason is, I was analyzing, excuse me, some tweets. And a few of them, like, here's Robert Barnes. He said this, and this has to do with Stormy Daniels' attorney. And we've touched on it here and there. But it says, in January of 2018, Avenatti got an unidentified source of income that allowed him to pay $4.85 million to his law firm employees he defrauded, close to $2 million in back taxes for payroll taxes on his law firm, and nearly another $1 million to creditors, same time as he got a new client by the name of Stormy Daniels. Now, I don't know this to be a fact. I call it a factoid because, you know, it technically just means a little fact, but I don't know. But I will tell you this, if that's true, what a real coincidence. How do you get that kind of coin to pay off debts, pay payroll taxes, and all that stuff. And oh, by the way, pick up Stormy Daniels as a client. And then if you know Avenatti's past, Democrat, hack through and through. Stormy Daniels, literally financed by Larry Flynt to take down Republicans and run as a Republican. Now, I will tell you this. If Stormy Daniels is really a Republican, I would accept her. I mean, yeah, she's got a sketchy past in the sense of how we view morality and issues related to sexuality and things like this. But you know what? It is what it is. She's a failed human being in ways that probably the majority of women would not fail. But women fail in a lot of other areas that some people might consider just as egregious. So I accept anybody that wants to come into the Republican fold, the conservative fold in particular even more specific, the Christian conservative fold, because you know what? That's what we're supposed to do. I'm not going to judge somebody on the things that they've done and the mistakes they've made in the past and the ones that they'll make in the future. As long as they really are repentant and they want to do something positive in the world and get themselves, in my opinion, closer to this thing that we all sort of seek. This peace beyond all understanding. Because I'm going to tell you, no matter how you look at, nobody wants turmoil. I mean, if you're looking for turmoil, there's something wrong in your life. You know what I mean? There are people that look for a fight. I was one of them. I wouldn't start it, but I was there to look for it. If I recognized it, I would go, oh, there's a fight? Okay. And you know what I do now? I don't look for it. I'll admit, I still don't run from them. But even when I see the signs that somebody wants one, I'm not volunteering. You got to make me fight. Now, if you do, woe be unto you. But I don't look for it. I don't encourage it. I back away from it. You want to know why? Because I'm much more at peace with myself. It has nothing to do with the people. I feel sorry for people that are looking for fights. I watch, you know, these reality snippet shows, and Andy Cohen does these recap of the Rich Housewife shows and all these different shows. And you see these women that have everything. They've got husbands that provide beyond belief. They've got beautiful homes, beautiful cars, nannies for their kids. They've got it all. In the way we would define it, they have it all. And yet, they're miserable. All they do is look for ways to demean one another, to be catty. And I think to myself, who would... I watch some of these shows periodically, sometimes just for... I mean, you know, honestly, just it's like watching a train wreck. And I think to myself, these are the people you call your friends. Look, my friends, I want to golf. I want a boat. I want to camp. I want to eat at nice restaurants. I want to have great conversation. I don't want to look for your issues. Here's my deal. I know you have them. And you have to deal with them. There needs to be some respite from the drudgery, if you will, of life. That's what your friends and family are for. These people surround themselves with people that they call friends. And then they just go into beating each other up. I wouldn't last a week. I'd be like, man, I'd be done. Anyway, I was still curious about how this guy, Avenatti, got this money. Maybe you are as well. You can give us a call. 844-551-8255. Here's another factoid. Well, I don't know. I listed it under factoids. Robbie Starbuck retweeted this to Ana Navarro. Ana Navarro says, can you imagine how Republicans in Congress would react if a Russian oligarch sanctioned by the U.S. government had paid Hillary Clinton's personal fixer $500,000 after she was elected president? They'd be setting their hair on fire, rightfully so. Instead, we're getting is crickets. And Robbie retweeted this of her tweet. $145 million was donated to the Clinton Foundation by Russian interests and oligarchs linked to Uranium One, Russian nuclear agency Rosatom, while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Oh, and Bill Clinton was paid $500,000 while Hillary was Secretary of State by a Kremlin-controlled Russian bank. Now, The reason why I want you to hear to see that clip is it goes to show you how detached the left are. Now, Ana Navarro is a Republican strategist. And she's wondering how Republicans in Congress will react if a Russian oligarch sanctioned by the U.S. government had paid Hillary Clinton's personal fixer $500,000 after she was elected president. By the way, none of this has anything to do with Trump. But she says we'd be setting our hair on fire. But she won't even hold herself to look at what's all the facts surrounding Hillary Clinton getting $145 million, Bill Clinton getting speeches, and the Podesta group getting millions of dollars from Russian agencies all over the place, and they see nothing. That's how distracted these people, that's how delusional, distorted they are. They refuse to see the facts. So you have to continually just blast them with it. By the way, that was a fact right there. Those are facts. Here's another little factoid. Maybe you weren't paying attention to this one. But CBS News reports in Philadelphia, an election worker pleads guilty to intimidating voters who wanted to vote for non-democratic candidates. Did you hear this story? A North Philadelphia election worker pleaded guilty to election fraud during the 2017 special election for a House seat in the city. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro said 59-year-old Thurman George, a machine inspector at poll 43-7-7, pleaded guilty to frauds by election officers. George, along with three other election workers, was accused of harassment and intimidation against voters who wanted to vote for candidates of their choice, but not the candidate being pushed by the city's Democratic Party machine. Now, leftists will ignore this. By the way, just for so we're clear, Thurman George is a brother. Yep, he's a brother. In Philly, intimidating people in 2017. Let me tell you what Thurman George and many other leftists, and particularly black leftists, are not going to do in 2018 in cities across the country. Many of them will no longer participate in voter fraud. They will not vote twice for the Democratic candidate. They won't even vote once for the Democratic candidate. They will not condone the cheating. Some of them are going to expose the cheaters. And we've got a Pennsylvania Attorney General, Shapiro, who found this guy out and said, let's make sure people understand we're going to prosecute. These are just little signs, folks. I'm not trying to, you know, make it a big deal. But it's something to think about. They said this, Minority Inspector Calvin Maddox previously pleaded guilty to not meeting the qualifications of election officers for living outside of the district in which he was working, while Dolores Shaw, the judge of the election at poll 43-7, received an accelerated rehabilitative disposition for compromising the local election board. A pretrial conference for Wallace Hill, a bilingual translator, has been scheduled for June 6th. So, we're cracking down. Is this national? I can't keep my fingers in all the pies, but I'll tell you this. I see this as a sign. Pennsylvania's attorney general going after Democrats who are cheating in elections? That's got to give a little bit of a ripple, don't you think? Is it as big as some of the other things that are happening? The polling of blacks switching over, the millennials switching over, young women switching over? I don't know. But I tell you this. If I were Democrats, I'd be worried about something like this because you put it all together and it doesn't look good for them later this year.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.